Have you ever stopped to think about which airline operates the most Dreamliners on an entire continent? I'm Tower, and this is ATIS on Radio Hangar. The answer might surprise a lot of folks who don't follow international aviation closely. It's not in Europe, it's not in South America, it's in Addis Ababa, Ethiopia, and they just doubled down. Ethiopian Airlines has placed a firm order for 6 additional Boeing 789-9 Dreamliners. That's the stretched variant of the 789 family, and it cements Ethiopian's position as the largest 789 operator in all of Africa. Here's what you need to know about why this matters beyond the press release. Today's segment is brought to you by AviationSoul.com. Aviation challenge coins built to mark the milestones, discipline, and pride behind every step in flight. From first solo to airline transport pilot, every coin tells a story. Check them out at AviationSoul.com. So let's talk about Ethiopian Airlines, because this is one of the most remarkable success stories in global aviation, and it rarely gets the attention it deserves on this side of the Atlantic. Ethiopian Airlines is a Star Alliance member. They operate over 130 destinations across 5 continents, and they've been flying since 1945. That makes them one of the oldest continuously operating airlines in Africa, and honestly, one of the oldest in the world. This is not a startup carrier riding a wave of cheap capital. This is a legacy operator with decades of institutional knowledge. Now, the 789 Dreamliner has been central to their long-haul strategy for years. Ethiopian was actually the first African airline to take delivery of the 787-8, the shorter variant, back in 2012. They've been building their Dreamliner fleet steadily since then. With this new order for 6 more -9s, they're pushing that fleet even further, and there's a reason they keep coming back to this airframe. The 789-9 carries roughly 290 passengers in a typical two-class configuration. It has a range of about 7,700 nautical miles. For Ethiopian, that means non-stop service from Addis Ababa to just about anywhere in Europe, the Middle East, South Asia, and significant portions of East Asia and the Americas. The economics of the Dreamliner, the composite fuselage, the fuel efficiency, the lower maintenance costs compared to older widebodies, all of that plays directly into Ethiopian's business model. And the business model is worth understanding. Ethiopian Airlines operates as a state-owned enterprise, but it's run with a level of commercial discipline that distinguishes it from many other government-backed carriers around the world. They've been consistently profitable in a region where airline profitability is notoriously difficult. Africa has high fuel costs, challenging infrastructure, complex regulatory environments across dozens of sovereign nations, and intense competition from Gulf carriers on connecting traffic. Despite all of that, Ethiopian has carved out a hub and spoke network through Addis Ababa that rivals the connecting models of Dubai, Doha, and Istanbul. Think about that for a second. Addis Ababa Bole International is functioning as a global transfer hub. Passengers from across Africa connect through Ethiopian's network to reach Europe, Asia, and the Americas. The Dreamliner is the airplane that makes those long, thin routes viable. You don't need a jumbo jet to fly Addis Ababa to Tokyo if you've got a fuel-efficient widebody that can do it with 250 passengers and still turn a profit. The headline doesn't tell the whole story here. 6 airplanes is not a massive order by global standards. When you see Emirates or United ordering 50 or 60 widebodies at a time, 6 can seem modest. But context matters for the African market. Every firm order like this signals confidence. It signals route expansion. And it signals that Ethiopian is not standing still while Gulf carriers and Turkish Airlines continue to compete aggressively for African connecting traffic. There's also a Boeing angle worth noting. Boeing has had a rough stretch. We've talked about it on this show many times. Quality control issues, production slowdowns, regulatory scrutiny, every firm order they receive right now matters for the company's recovery trajectory. Ethiopian choosing to expand with the Dreamliner rather than pivoting to the Airbus A350, which is the direct competitor in that class, says something about their confidence in the 789 platform. Ethiopian has operated the type for over a decade now. They know the airplane, they know the maintenance profile, they know the economics, and they're choosing to go deeper rather than diversify. Now this affects you if you fly internationally or if you care about the health of the global aviation ecosystem. A strong Ethiopian Airlines means more competition on routes between Africa and the rest of the world. More competition generally means better pricing and better service for passengers. It also means continued demand for Boeing's widebody production line in Everett, Washington, which has implications for the American aerospace workforce. For the general aviation community specifically, I'll draw a line that might not be immediately obvious. The success of airlines like Ethiopian Airlines that operate modern, efficient fleets in challenging markets demonstrates something fundamental about aviation. Good management, the right equipment, and disciplined operations can overcome enormous obstacles. That's true, whether you're running a 100 airplane fleet across Africa or flying a Cessna 172 out of a grass strip in Kansas. There's also a geopolitical layer here that's worth at least mentioning. Africa is one of the fastest growing aviation markets in the world. The International Air Transport Association, or IATA, has projected that African air travel demand will more than double over the next two decades. The carriers that establish themselves now, that build the networks and the fleet capacity, will be the ones that capture that growth. Ethiopian is clearly positioning itself to be that carrier, and the 789 is the tool they're using to do it. Six more Dreamliners headed to Addis Ababa. It's a firm order, not a letter of intent, not a memorandum of understanding. Firm, meaning deposits are down, delivery slots are assigned, and those airplanes are going to be built. In an era where we see a lot of flashy announcements at air shows that never materialize into actual metal, a firm order deserves recognition. One more thing. Ethiopian Airlines also operates a major maintenance, repair, and overhaul facility in Addis Ababa. It's one of the largest MRO operations in Africa. They don't just fly these airplanes, they maintain them, they train their own pilots and mechanics. That vertical integration is part of what makes their model work. And it's part of what makes an order like this sustainable rather than aspirational sources. Today, from Simple Flying's reporting on the Ethiopian Airlines order. You can find more at radiohangar.com. I'm Tower, six more Dreamliners. One more reason to pay attention to what's happening south of the Sahara. See you next time on ATIS.